We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on this beautiful Saturday morning. Alongside Jackson Todd, I'm Dawson Perrell. We got a great show planned for you folks here today. We'll be meeting with various coaches, including, of course, Coach Richmond for the Pendleton Heights Arabians football team. But starting off here, Jackson and I, we'll just break down last night's game, recap the stats, recap our opinions on it, and then look forward for the Arabians. Starting off with the individual statistics last night for Pendleton Heights, we saw a lot out of the air game as well as the ground game. On the ground, it was Isaac Wilson. He had 12 carries, 42 yards, and two touchdowns. As a team, the Arabians with 29 carries, 82 yards, and three touchdowns on the ground. Colton Frank, the other quarterback, junior quarterback, was responsible for the other touchdown on the ground for the Arabians. They averaged about 3 yards a carry. And then in the air, Isaac Wilson was 12 for 18. He had 157 yards, no picks, no touchdowns, got sacked only once. And then Colton Frank was 3 for 4 for 17 yards. And for the Arabians last night, of course, you got the win. It was a solid win. Final score for that one again was 28-6. And for Pendleton Heights, you know, there's not too much to correct on. We were mentioning it last night. But if you play that at that level against maybe Greenfield Central, I don't think you're going to get the same result in a win that by that margin. So, again, there's a lot of stuff to work on heading into the sectional matchup against Greenfield Central. And I'm sure Coach Richmond will cover all that here when we meet with him in about 15 minutes or so. But overall, it was a great win. Pendleton Heights, despite the rainy weather, put up 21 points in the first quarter. Kind of slowed down on offense after that. They only saw another touchdown in the third quarter. They were left scoreless in the second and the fourth. And on top of that, you pretty much, at least how we worded it last night, was the starters pitched a shutout. Of course, Shelbyville, they scored 6 points on the final play of the game. But at that point, Pendleton Heights really just put on some of their bench players, some of their JV players to get some reps. So Pendleton Heights with another amazing defensive performance. The Eli Chapelow, starting quarterback for Shelbyville, threw 4 interceptions. So two of those was picked off by Nolan Souders. One of them was a pick six by Drake Stevens in the first quarter. So Pendleton Heights, again, a great win, but there are definitely stuff. There's stuff to fix up.
Absolutely, I agree. You know, not the crispest game.
Yeah.
You know, when you're playing a team like, you know, Shelbyville, right, for your sectional, you definitely want to, you know, have like a tune-up game almost, you know. Look good, feel good, you know, kind of get ready to play a tougher team, and that's kind of not what happened, you know. It was a dominant game, you know. It's not like it, you know, we fell apart out there, but definitely just not the cleanest game, and before the sectional, that's not exactly what you want.
Yeah, Wes Kupfer went out there for 4 punts, so I think maybe just a bit more consistency on that offensive end of the ball, you know. It would have been nice if the Arabians could score every time, and I think they very much could have, but still, it was a win, and a win is a win. But with, of course, last night, that was the final game of the regular season, so the conference standings now final. Taking a look at some of the other scores around the Hoosier Heritage, of course, we already were talking about Pendleton Heights took down Shelbyville. Greenfield Central, they were playing at Newcastle. They took care of them pretty easily. 44-20 was the final score of that one. Newcastle falls to 1-8 on the season. Greenfield Central 8-1. Yorktown played over at Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon took care of the Tigers. That was a close match. 35-21, a two-score game over there. Mount Vernon 5-4. Yorktown now 4-5. And then finally, New Pal played at Delta. New Pal took care of the Eagles 38-7 in a dominating win. And of course, as I was mentioning, that was the final game of the regular season. So the standings are final. New Pal finishes on top of the conference for yet another season. They maintain their dominance over the conference. Greenfield Central not too far behind them, though, at 6-1, and then Pendleton Heights coming in at third place at 5-2 conference record. Mount Vernon at fourth, Delta at fifth, Yorktown sixth, Shelbyville, and then finally Newcastle finishing in that last spot. And you look to the Greenfield Central Cougars, we were just mentioning, that's the next game on the schedule for Pendleton Heights, of course, in their sectional matchup. And the first time they played them in the regular season, it was a close game. 43-38 was the final score. Greenfield Central, of course, took care of them. They won, but again, it was a close game, and I guess it's tough to word this and not make it sound like an excuse, but say Pendleton Heights recovers an onside kick or one of the onside kicks, really just, I hate to say it, but it was pretty much lucky by Greenfield Central, just bounced off of the leg of Caleb Day, and the Cougars recovered it, just bounced right back in their lap. So say that doesn't happen, I think Pendleton Heights might be able to come away with a win. I'd say at one point I think they had a pretty marginable lead, but due again just those onside kicks, Greenfield Central was able to kind of crawl their way back and get the win. So we were talking about last night, Jackson, that personally, I wanted to get Greenfield Central in the sectional. I think that if we play them again, I said it as soon as that game finished, as soon as that first game against Greenfield Central finished, that say we have them again, I think that it's a 50-50 ball game. I think that any team could win. Just because Greenfield Central won the first time, I don't think that means they're favorites. I think these two teams are very, at pretty much the same level. I can't wait. I think it's going to be the best game in the sectional, in our sectional, by far.
I agree. I think it's going to be a barn burner. I probably, if I had to bet, I'd say there's going to be a lot of points put up.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of points put up. I think it's going to be an exciting game to watch as a fan. And, you know, what was it, 2 years ago, last year? 2 years ago, I believe.
It was last year we played them in the sectional.
Is that? Yeah.
Last year. It was first round.
At Greenfield again.
Yep.
And came down to the last drive, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and we had the ball, and they just kind of, you know, stuffed it out.
Yeah.
So obviously it's been close. It's been close. You know what I mean? So the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I see it being a close game, a lot of points. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, high 30s, 40 points for each team. So, I think it's going to be tough. But I think we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I definitely think we're able to get the win. I was mentioning it just because they beat us that first game at home. I don't think by any means they were the favorites, as I was mentioning. And yeah, as you were mentioning, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I mean, as I was just talking about, 43-38. That was the final score of the first game. So I don't see why it wouldn't be again a high scoring game. You look to that first game in the regular season against Greenfield Central. Of course, the Dallas Freeman, the junior quarterback for the Cougars, he saw a lot of action in the air. He was 9-for-14 in the first match against the Cougars, 111 yards, two picks and two touchdowns. And then for the Arabians, you know, in this game, they definitely went with a mix of Colton Frank and Isaac Wilson. I think we'll be seeing that next week as well. Isaac Wilson, he had 11 attempts in the air, 108 yards. Colton Frank, 10 attempts in the air for 59 yards, but two touchdowns. So the Arabians, I mean, I think you got a real shot at the Cougars, but I think your defense is going to have to play well. Of course, they put up 43 points against you, and their offense is a fast-moving offense. They love the ground game. In that first matchup against the Cougars, they had 69 carries as a team, 375 yards and four touchdowns, all on the ground. And I'm 99% sure, if not 100% sure, that is the most rushing yards the Arabians have let up in a game this season. So that's going to be a problem. And last year, you were talking about, Jackson, against the Greenfield Central Cougars in that sectional matchup. I called that game with Ryan Davis, and I remember Greenfield had the lead and the ball with about 2 minutes left. The Arabians still had a chance, of course, to stop them and get the ball back, but Greenfield had the wishbone offense, and they just ran it down the Arabians' throats. And it was really tough to watch because it was just that three-yard carry, and they just kind of slowly drain that clock. And so this year they're kind of moving away from the wishbone. We only saw it a handful of times in that first matchup. So I think Pendleton Heights, you know, as I was talking about yesterday, how I worded it was, I think it's like a perfect storyline, right? You get them again, you got your revenge on the Cougars. A lot of players were saying heading into the season that this was the game, the Cougars was the game that they were looking forward to, and of course they couldn't get the job done, but they got another chance at them. So I'm definitely excited to see what they can do in that next week's matchup. But with that being said, we are going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, Aiden Wilson was able to sit down with the head coach for the girls soccer team, Coach McClure, for our next segment on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
My name is Aiden Wilson, and I'm joined here by
Jonathan McClure.
So, Mr. McClure, how long have you been a part of the soccer program?
This is my first season here at Pendleton Heights.
So, some main things, you know, what are some main things that are different about last year's season versus this year's season?
I think you'd have to probably ask the gals about that. Again, I wasn't a part of the program last year. Yeah. But realized that they graduated 5 starters, 7 seniors, and was entering a program that was hungry, ready to compete, ready to learn, and but also very young in experiences. Mm-hmm. And so was looking forward to that and extending additional opportunities and seeing how the girls embrace them and build off of them through the year.
Yeah, but for some games this season, I know you guys did have the first round of the state tournament where you guys were set to face off against Fishers. How do you feel going into that game and the tournament in general?
Well, the tournament's great. I mean, like so many things in life, you don't get spoiled by getting to experience it maybe with the frequency you would like, which is what makes the state tournament so special, because obviously it rolls around once a year. Fishers and us were pretty similar. You know, they faced some adversity throughout their year. Had some big wins, especially late going into the tournament. We saw adversity through the year with the strength of our schedule. And again, new coaching staff, new gals having opportunities that maybe they did not see a lot a year prior. So we were very similar going into the tournament and felt like we matched up well in areas. But obviously they were dynamic in some areas and we had to be a little bit leery of that, but also felt like we could catch them off guard if we were able to deploy the plan and the attack the way we wanted.
Yeah, so you said going into the tournament, they were off a winning streak, and Fishers in general, they had a 3-9-3 record. How do you think a record really says about a team? Like, what do you think it says, and does it really matter?
It doesn't matter at all. It's like so many other opportunities. It's an 80-minute opportunity, our best against their best for that time, and you match us up with anybody with perhaps an undefeated record. And again, it's totally irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. Again, instead of being so enamored with, a program's pedigree and their resume and what they're potentially able to do on a perennial basis, it's straight up. It's not a series like some other sports, and certainly not at the pro level. So just try to prepare ourselves mentally, physically, with enough decision-making and technical prowess to create enough moments and stack up enough moments against theirs for 80 minutes, 94 minutes, and see what we can, you know, potentially earn for ourselves. So I don't really look at rankings, really don't look at records. Mm-hmm. So to have an opportunity to go up against a perennial power like Fishers is, even though they were down a little bit, like I said, to see them at the peak of where they have been in their season last night was an awesome opportunity.
Okay, so as you guys are stepping into more crucial games, you know, the regular season is over. In your whole career, Coach, what do you think the biggest challenge has been for you so far?
As far as this season?
Any season in general.
I think any time that you have a young group that is presented with opportunities that they are unfamiliar with, from, you know, even being legitimately on the varsity roster, to being on the varsity roster, but now you're a starter on the varsity. To being a starter on the varsity and maybe not coming out, to playing a schedule like we did. I mean, we took 3 wins from last season off of the schedule. We added 3 big-time opponents this year. So the strength of schedule did boost, but that was deliberate in feedback received from the student-athletes from the families to ratchet up the competitiveness of the program. And we felt like we were able to provide that. But again, adversity spawn when you're presented in an environment where you are seeing things perhaps for the first time. So that was probably one of the greater challenges, was providing the competitive schedule mm-hmm. and environment that the gals had requested, but then preparing our mind and our bodies to compete in those environments. And then inevitably, like I said, you spawn some adversity, some anxiety, yeah. some stress, and now you're dealing with some of these things for the first time. So it's okay, well, why am I feeling these things? Where is this coming from? How do I solve this problem? And allowing ourselves to learn and grow instead of become frustrated.
Yeah, so as you were saying earlier in the season, you know, some games that you guys won last year were taken off, and some, you know, harder opponents were brought in. So do you think that would be the hardest thing you faced this season?
No, I don't think so. Again, I don't personally care what a program is. For me, a lot of it's experience. Like, for example, to have the opportunity to go to Guerin Catholic, where I spent 10 years mm-hmm. and kind of helped build that program from 2008 until, you know, I resigned my post this last time a few years ago, to be able to go back to that place where, quite frankly, I grew up a lot as an adult, yeah. as a coach. My eldest, you know, was a part of a lot of games there. And for her to compete in her first high school game there at Guerin Catholic was special. So that's an experience. But to allow the gals to kind of see that environment and share some of my background and experiences with them as a part of that process was awesome. And then why not? I mean, we get bumped out of the tournament last year to Noblesville in the sectional title. They go on and win state. So we go and have the opportunity to compete at Noblesville. And then to go to Murray Stadium at Carmel, which is an unbelievable campus, yeah. a storied program, a coach that just won his 600th career game a week or so ago. Again, these are experiences that we're trying to provide, but all the while, learn a little bit about ourselves, where we're at, where the gaps might be, how we can grow to compete, begin competing with programs like that, because ultimately that's where we're going.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. That's all the time we have for today. I want to say thank you to Coach McClure, and good luck to Lady Arabian soccer team as they head into the postseason. Go Arabians.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Jackson Todd, I'm Dawson Peril. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Richmond. First off, Coach, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
I was starting off, of course, last night. You guys had your final game of the regular season on the schedule. You took down the Shelbyville Golden Bears with a final score of 28-6. So after being able to talk it over with some coaches, watch some film here this morning and for today, what were you really reactions heading out of that game?
Well, there's always good, bad, and ugly. You know, you never play a perfect game. And, you know, I thought defense, you know, just talking with those guys, I mean, we really flew around. You know, we took the ball away. They had not been a team that that gave it away. I think quarterback had four picks coming into the game, and then we got four last night. So, you know, really proud of that. I mean, except for the last play. The last play, we had a play on the ball, too, you know. Yeah. So we really had a shutout with the exception of that last play, which is you know, one of those humbling moments. But, you know, offensively, I thought passing game, I thought we were efficient. I thought the guys did a good job, you know. And but we just did some things uncharacteristic with our pass pro. I mean, not communicate, you know. And, you know, not having Keaton Jones and Dresden Roberts back there, they've gotten a lot of reps the last month. And I thought the guys stepped in last night and did a good job. You know, Clint Miller got some touches. Eli Arthur, Nick Trout, Bo, of course, has been a force back there with us. But we've got to be better, you know. And we don't know what the future holds with injuries and things like that. I mean, so we have guys ready and willing, and we've just got to be a little bit better. And that starts up front too. And so that's kind of my takeaway. There's no panic button here, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, I thought of this morning, and it's something I've said before, but, you know, we talk about, you know, I'm a coach, Coach Prime talks about having dogs, you know, out at Colorado, and you know, everything trickles down. And so, you know, the guys talk about being dogs, and they need to decide what kind of dog they want to be. You know, you want to be a show dog or you want to be a hunt dog. And last night we had some guys that they were okay with being show dogs, and that's not going to win championships. And so I think that's kind of my challenge. That's not a personal thing. That's just, hey, do you want to be a force or do you want to be seen? Do you want to win or do you just want to make plays? We got to be able to roll up our sleeves and do the dirty work and do it right and do it right all the time. And that's kind of my challenge to us this week and as we go back to work. And I know the guys are ready and willing, and there's a lot of bad taste in our mouth last night. I mean, that was the maybe the most underappreciated win we've had here, I think. But they know. The guys know. And so it's a new season now for everybody, and it's time to go.
Yeah, now last night we saw some younger, some more role players get in there, especially later in the second half. So was there anyone out of that group that you saw stand out last night?
You know, in general, I thought you know, Drake Stevens really stepped up last night. He had a handful of catches. The names last night that you know, popped in my mind as you asked the question. Drake popped in there. You know, DB's getting takeaways. Nolan Kupfer had a good one. Drake obviously had a big interception return and score. Up front, you know, I thought Libler played really hard. You know, we not having Garrett Peterson in there last night and Dresden on defense, you know, we made mistakes in there in some spots, but I thought the guys filled those voids pretty good. So as best we could, you know, we lost Garrett yesterday to sickness Thursday night and yesterday morning, and then Dresden went down after first drive there. So pretty proud of Bo Surface stepping in at linebacker, and you know, just collectively we rallied around and flew around, made plays. So,
Coach, almost all night long, we saw a lot of pressure on Shelbyville QB. How do you think, you know, how do you think they, you know, got to that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there were some design blitzes, but sometimes it was, you know, sometimes it was a three-man rush. At the end of the day, it was effort based, you know, and I would like to got more, but you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes we weren't bringing extra guys, so especially early on there. So then sometimes we told guys to blitz and they didn't blitz.
Yeah.
So there was some definite lack of communication at times, and I think that's my frustration last night. We had some guys in all three phases. You know, I mean, we have a bad play on punt, and then got a guy forget to go out on defense. You know, we make a big play, guy forgets to be in on this, and uncharacteristic. You know, we just mentally at times, the situation, or maybe just the, you know, maybe it was the before the game. That was about as flat as we've been in some spots. Now, everybody wasn't. I mean, we had good energy here and there, but not collectively, not like we've had. And that's unfortunate. That's what I was discouraged by at halftime. That's why I told him. I mean, there were guys on the other side that were competing harder than we were competing. And that can never be. That's not who we are. That's not who these kids are. They work their butts off all the time. But they're human beings, and they relaxed. And then we resorted to some bad things. Instead of finishing blocks, you know, we decide we want to hip toss them. And we get two stupid penalties. We walk over somebody and taunt and get a penalty, whether it was or wasn't. It was a penalty, so there you go. And then we throw a guy in late. Second guy always gets caught. I mean, second guy always gets caught. And the second guy got caught on that one. And it was those were two big penalties, you know. And that's the sort of stuff. Greenfield's an aggressive team. I mean, there's no love lost. It's a boundary battle here in the backyard. And there's going to be some chippiness at times. And we got to be better than that. You know, the toughest guy in the room isn't the one running his mouth. It's the guy that keeps it shut. I'm not always good at that, and that's something I learned as a young man. And sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and play. And that's, you know, that's who we are. We haven't had problems with that, and so all of a sudden last night we have a problem with some situations. It's just it's uncharacteristic, and so we got to fix that. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. So obviously some rainy conditions last night, you know, had a pretty big effect on the game. So how do you you know, your guys adjust to that?
Well, I think, the one ball slipped out of Colton's hand, which is unfortunate. That's the, you know, and then the snaps on punt, we'll get those corrected. I mean, there's a chance of rain Friday. So we wait 10 minutes here, it'll be 80 degrees, and wait another 10, it'll be snowing. You know, yeah. I mean, that's Indiana right now. So at the same time, we got to control what we can control, and we've done a pretty good job of that. I mean, Greenfield turned it over 6 times last night, you know, scored 44 points. Turned it over 6 times. How about that stat?
Yeah.
So we had a bad punt, or, you know, we turned the ball over on downs. We recover it. Then we pick 6 them, right?
Yep.
I mean, so we handled that okay. We put that fire out, as we call it. And then later in the game, we're running play action. Ball just slips out of Colton's hand before he could get it out. And so I think we handled it pretty well for the most part. I mean, the running backs and receivers had the ball secured, you know, and I'm proud of them for that. I mean, we did not allow that to be an issue, you know. I mean, the long snapping, we got cleaned up in the game, and same with PAT field goals. I mean, we were good on those, you know, and that's credit to the snappers and holders and Dom. So I thought we handled the rain pretty good.
All right, but with that, we will take a quick break. When we come back, Richmond will stay right with us to look forward to the next week against Greenfield Central in that first sectional matchup. That'll be on the other side of the break here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton, Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at www.rhw-in.com. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here once again by the head coach for the Arabians, Coach Richmond. But, Coach, of course, you were just talking about in our previous segment, this week you got Greenfield Central in that first sectional matchup. And, of course, Greenfield Central, tough squad. You already saw them once before in the season, lost to them 43-38. So what are you really going to be focusing on this week of practice, considering you've already seen them in the regular season?
Well, we've we look different. You know, we have seven different starters from the first time that we played them right now. So, and I think the team has handled that very, very well. And we might get some of those guys back this week, which is exciting. You know, might be another week before we get them back. So, it's all hands on deck. I mean, everybody's got to do their part. Everybody's got to do their job. And, you know, the obvious is it's for keeps, you know, and, you know, but that's just it when it comes down to it. I told the kids this, and I heard this Coach Venables at Oklahoma said this week, pressure is a privilege. And if you feel pressure this week, the normalcy of it is the process that we go through every day. There's no difference this week than week one. It's just,
yeah,
you know what the outcome will be if you don't play your hardest and if you don't do your best. And, you know, there were guys that at times didn't give their best for whatever reason. Maybe it was confidence. Maybe it was comfort. You know, I don't know. Maybe they didn't feel good Friday. Maybe, I don't know. But we got to get over those things. We got to get over ourselves a little bit. And we got to come together and we got to do our thing. And that's what we got to focus on right now. You know, we know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. So it's going to come down to who does it better and who's going to relent. I mean, who's going to relent? Last year it was a heavyweight fight. Yeah. And they just made more plays. I mean, you know, we gave the kids a stat, 6.2 yards on first down in our first game. We got to win first down. I mean, they are when we did that, we had control of the game, you know, and you think about that first half, we controlled it, and when we lost it, it was both sides of the ball. It was a team effort there. It's not just defense, but we gotta keep the ball away from them too, you know, and play complementary football like we've played for most of the season. And so I guess the focus will be getting back to that. There are no little things. You know, we say that all the time, but now is when it's magnified, right? I mean, I showed some of these seniors last year after this game. There's five plays I can point to right now in last year's sectional game that really you could say are the difference. And we don't have to play perfect. But there are five plays I can go back to right now. And, man, if a guy would have done his job a little cleaner, if he would have executed a little better, and I'm talking offensively, we win the game. They don't have the ball. I mean, Jared Hess will tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Mossany will tell you that right now. And that's the thing. I love the ride we're on. This is a special group of kids. I know I'm a broken record with that, but I love our kids. I love coaching here. I love leading this program. And I don't want this ride to end, you know. And so we got to fight. We got to fight. And it comes down to doing it together and doing it the right way. And the results will take care of themselves. The situation, we got to block out. We got to block out the what ifs. You know what I mean? I mean, you just big games. You got to block out the what ifs, and you got to focus on the what is. And I'm looking forward to that every day this week.
Yeah, and of course, in the playoff, it's win or go home, and with that, it can bring quite a bit of stress, but also quite a bit of motivation. So,
yeah.
How do you try to tell your players and try to find that middle ground between the stress and also the motivation?
Yeah, I mean, it's the process. It's a normalcy. I mean, our week's going to be the same this week as it was last. And the week before and the week before as far as how we do things. Now, we might switch up situational periods, but the practice plan, the lifting, we lifted last week. I mean, with this, it's, you know, the systems are in place. They're in place so that it's normal. And, you know, each week's going to get bigger and bigger if we do our jobs right, you know. And I truly mean it. You cannot focus on the results. We are not a results-driven team. The results come because of our work and how we go about it. And that sounds like a clinic that I'm giving today, but that is the reality. If we're so worried about winning, we're not going to achieve that. You know, and these kids, they know this. The character of some of these kids, the win or loss Friday is not going to change who some of these young men are. So it's just going to be a lot of celebration and enjoyment of, you know, receiving the benefits of what we've been working so hard for. So at the end of the day, we need to take pride in how we do things, and we need to go do it the best we can, and everything will take care of itself. I mean, that's the life lessons these kids need to get, and that's what they'll do one day when they're a great dad, a great business owner, doctor, engineer. They're going to be tremendous at a lot of things, and there's going to be bigger and tougher situations they're in, you know. You got to learn when to fight, and you got to fight for what you want. And they can't back down from that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going out and giving your all and being worried, being a little stressed about it, as you said. But at the end of the day, you got to take a deep breath. You got to go play ball. That's all we're doing. And it's the same things they do every day. So there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, this is why you do what you do. This is why these guys do what they do, is a week like this. And it's exciting, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
For sure. So, you know, them being second, us being third in the conference, you know, we had a close game in the previous matchup. It's pretty neck to neck, you know. So you touched on it a little bit, but what is the difference going to be, you know, looking forward?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's football is not that complex, right? If we block better and hold our blocks longer, if we tackle better and more consistently, if we get them off the field and keep the ball away, if we don't make stupid penalties, but we are extremely aggressive and start the play, you know, I mean, our penalties, some of our penalties Friday are because we weren't aggressive. You know, 2 weeks ago against Delta, we got a lot of penalties. They were all aggressive. There's a total difference, you know, and that's those aggressive penalties we'll take. The not aggressive ones, that's just sloppy football. That's not good. That's not a good recipe. And so you got to really focus. I mean, we got to protect the football, which we've done. I mean, we have to focus on us, as good as they are. I mean, they're a top five team. We're a top 10 team. I don't know where we're ranked, but it's in the Sagarin ratings. We're top seven last week, which is strength of schedule and everything else. They're top five. I mean, it's a big boy game. This is why kids want to play at this level. This is why football is so special. And the environment, I love going to Greenfield. I mean, I am looking forward. I would love a home game here. Don't get me wrong. John Broughton Field is a special place. But we're going to travel pretty well right down Highway 9. And I'm looking forward to going in there and giving our all. And it's going to come down to the simple things, yeah. You know. You know, we can't beat ourselves. I mean, that's what happened last time. We beat ourselves. Yorktown had them beat. Yorktown turns the ball over twice in the fourth quarter. They beat themselves, you know. And so we just need to focus on us and clean some things up and get back to some consistency, which we got away from at times Friday. And I think we'll be just fine. I'm very confident in our squad.
So let's touch on the wishbone a little bit.
Yeah.
They went away from it a little bit in the, you know, last matchup. Yeah. But even then, feels like you guys had a pretty good grip on it. So
yeah.
What goes into planning for a scheme as, you know, kind of complicated as that?
Well, we're a gap sound defense. And everybody's got a gap. And in the option game, you know, you've got three parts. I mean, you've got a dive, you've got a quarterback, and you got a pitch, and they do that all very well, and they do it at a lot of different looks. That where they're more versatile this year is they've spread the field. So they put their athletes in position in space differently. But they will come down into two tight ends with three running backs. And so, you know, we are equipped to defend. You know, we have athletes in space. We have a stout front seven. And, you know, their O-line is really what makes it go. Their quarterback and their O-line. And their O-line is as good as we've faced. You know, and we've got to remember it's not all about one-on-ones. We are a team defense. We've got to be unselfish, and we have got to be resilient in the fact that we are going to fight, and we are not going to give in to anything. And when our mindset is right in that, and we're not going to be pushed around, and we're going to make sure we have our gap no matter what. You know, example, Friday, we have them backed up. We don't bear crawl. It's a sneak. Like common sense stuff like that, we didn't do Friday. That's a given. You know, there's times where we want to knock the ball down instead of intercepting it. We were communicating that. There's some things where defensively we slipped a little this past Friday. Those are the things that we can't do this coming Friday, and we will do just fine. I know our seniors, our leadership of this team was very unhappy last night walking off the field, which kind of stinks, but it's also kind of a blessing, you know, because we got one more week, you know. It's better to have it yesterday than next week. And so, you know, as far as the wishbone goes, it's assignment football, but it's that's our defense every week, you know. It's a team. It's 11 guys, and we got to make sure that our pursuit is in check, that that we are where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. And then, you know, the same thing on the other side of the ball. You know, you're talking about their defense, but or sorry, their offense, but their defense. Coach Holden, who I know you know,
yeah,
he does a heck of a job with their defense. And they've mixed up a couple different fronts with pressures and different things like that. We got to communicate and attack, and we got to make sure we're the most aggressive team on the field.
Yeah, and you already mentioned there earlier, of course, 7 new starters since we played them first. But looking more on the returning starters,
yeah,
how do you think they've improved since their first game against Greenfield Central?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our passing game's gotten better, and it was solid against Greenfield last time. We really did some nice things on the perimeter in the passing game. You saw that this past Friday too. I mean, we had multiple guys with 4 or 5 catches Friday. You know, and Caden Sims about broke one. We missed a couple deep balls. So I think our deep passing game, we haven't necessarily seen those, but I feel very confident in that, whether it's Isaac or Colton. You know, I think Isaac attracts a lot of attention when he's not at quarterback, which a lot of people don't realize, and that gives other guys opportunities. And we talked about it up at Yorktown when Dresden broke that power. All eyes were on Isaac. You know, and same thing happened this past Friday, and we missed some things, you know. And so, but I just think our systems are working, and we just got to execute a little bit better, you know. But, you know, I've seen guys step up, you know, across the board, though. I mean, you think about the running back position just Friday, our two leading rushers are out. And, you know, I mean, Eli and Nick and Clint, they know how to run the ball, you know, and they were excited. And Bo, of course, too, but they were excited. And, not that Dresden was out, obviously, but that gave them some different touches, you know. So, you know, I think all those guys defensively, too, they all start on defense, you know. I mean, I don't know where the stats are right now, but my goodness, Nick stepped up big time this year. He was our leading tackler last year. He is again this year. I'm not sure the production chart right now, but he's up there. So is Dresden, obviously, and Eli's been steady, too, making plays. So, really proud of all those guys, you know, and, you know, Dontrez had a big pass defense Friday. He's done some good things here. And, of course, Nolan Steady and Sam Ray out there as well. So I'm excited to see how we go compete moving forward here. But those seniors that I just mentioned, and then there's, you know, there's some others we've highlighted the O-line the last couple weeks too, with Schnapp and you know, Bryant Davis and Pollock and McKinley, you know, snaps Friday. We had a couple high ones, but he did an excellent job on the snaps now. And him and Walls have really come along, non-seniors up there. But we got to execute, you know. We can't revert back. And those guys, the line of scrimmage is the most important thing, I would say, in this game. Because that's going to dictate that first down, you know, and then reads from there, you know. Whether as a running back, seeing the blocks cleaner, making them right, or whether as a linebacker and or safety, knowing where I fit now, you know, and knowing what's happening on the other side of the ball. Because we've got to read our keys, and we have got to be very, very disciplined on that.
All right, with that being said, that is all the time we have here with Coach Richmond. Once again, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Go Ravens.
But we will take a quick break, and when we return, Jackson and I will take a look at some of the other sports around the Pendleton Heights High School. That's be coming up next on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannerites.com. Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in, alongside Jackson Todd, I'm Dawson Perrell. For our final segment here this morning, we're going to take a look at some of the other sports going on and around the Pendleton Heights High School area. Of course, most fall sports are finishing up, if not already finished up. And some winter sports, of course, getting underway. I don't think really any of them have started with games, but pretty much all of them already with practice and maybe a couple scrimmages. Images here and there. So we're going to be just discussing what's happening around, starting off with another active sport still in their season. That is the volleyball team here at Pendleton Heights. They're currently 19-13. They're 4-3 in the conference. That's put them at fourth in the Hoosier Heritage. They're, of course, in their playoffs currently. They had their first playoff game. That was against Yorktown. Unfortunately, they lost that one, so I take that back. I think their season is over. I didn't read this correctly, but they lost Yorktown in a tough battle, 3-1, and Yorktown a very, very good squad. We had Michaela Ross in an interview last week during our coach show a week ago, and she was talking about how Yorktown is just one of the better teams in the state of Indiana. They're a very, very good team. And Pendleton Heights, you lost to them 3-1, and it's a tough loss, but again, Yorktown, a very, very good squad on the season. They're 24-5. They were first in the conference, undefeated, riding an 8-game winning streak. So it was a tough loss, but Pendleton Heights, you know, a good season, and there's still plenty to look back on and say, you know, that was a good year. And again, there's a lot of stuff to improve on over this offseason, next season.
For sure. You know, I don't know about many other winter sports or anything, but you know, wrestling, I'll let you know. You know,
yeah.
So we're getting started with practices and stuff. But yeah, I was I actually have a class with Kaylin. She was just talking about, you know, like, she just feels like this is like kind of an underrated team a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're a really tough team, and they just haven't really had the best of luck, is what she said. You know, just like kind of just underrated.
Yeah, and Michaela, of course, one of the best players on the team, leads
for
the
sure.
team in kills. She is one of the staples, one of the seniors, and she is going to be obviously tough losing her, but it was a good season, I was mentioning, and again, a lot to look back on and say, you know, it wasn't the worst year, and again, there's a lot of stuff to improve on. We already touched on it last week because it's been a little while since their season came to a close, but for the soccer team, they had their ending to the season on the 4th of October, of course. They lost to Noblesville in the second round of sectionals, 7-0. Noblesville, undefeated team heading into that matchup. There, or after the matchup, they're 15-0-5. So they're still going throughout their season. So it's another just tough team, similar to volleyball. That, yeah, sure, it was a really just tough loss. And I was talking to some of the soccer guys, and it's really demoralizing losing 7-0, but against a very tough squad like Noblesville, you know, I would say, you know, maybe it'd be nice to put on a scoreboard, make it look a bit closer, but similar to volleyball, it was a good season. You had a sectional win. You took down Anderson in the first round, 1-0, your backyard rival, and you finished with a record of 12-4-1. You finished first in the Hoosier Heritage, 6-1 record. There was a couple, you know, tough losses. That Mount Vernon loss at home, that was really just one of the losses that stung a bit, but
yeah.
Again, a good season. You finish first in the conference, so similar to volleyball, I think you look back and you're not too upset. You know, it sucks to lose and with anything, but there's still so many things you can look back on and say it was a good year.
For sure. You know, I know a little more about soccer than the volleyball,
yeah.
But you know, just talking with guys like Alex Heineman, Jack Bufflin, you know, those guys are young. You know, they're juniors, and I think while we did have a great senior class this year,
mm-hmm.
I think their senior year next year will be a lot like football's this year. You know, I think these guys they're soccer guys. You know, they've played soccer together their entire lives. You know, and now their senior year next year, I really think they'll be a force to be reckoned with. So, but still, yeah, tough year, great year, tough loss, great year. Excuse me, but. Yeah, I think you know, they're already starting to look forward to next year and going, hey.
Got a lot of potential.
We got a lot of potential.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, I think I think they'll be very tough.
And one last fall sport to touch on here, the girls' soccer team. Of course, you just heard the girls' soccer coach with his pre-recorded interview just about 20 minutes ago. And their season came to a close on the 5th of October. They lost to Fishers 3-0, as you were hearing in that interview. They finished with a record of 5-9-2. They were third in the Hoosier Heritage with a 5-2 record. And for the girls' soccer team, you look at that record and you might be like, oh, they might not be the best team. But you look who they face, and it's a whole different story, right? Their first handful of teams were some of the best in the state. Noblesville, Avon, Carmel. I mean, no, just list out those teams. That's just in any sport, including girls soccer. That is a tough opponents to face off. And I think you start off 0-6, I do believe. Yeah, 0-6. You start the season 0-6. And what amazed me so much about the girls soccer team is they didn't say, all right, the season's over because we start 0-6. They turned it around. They won against Shelbyville, tied against North Central, won against Yorktown, won against Newcastle, won against Delta, and then a couple wins then losses. So you start off 0-6, but then you win one, then win three straight after a tie. So I think that even though you were down 0-6, the girls didn't give up on the season, kept on fighting, and their record improved, and you finished third in the conference. Again, we were talking about it with all the other sports. It's heartbreaking to lose in the sectional, no matter who you face. They lost to Fishers 3-0 on the 5th that I was just mentioning, but it's tough. But again, there's a ton of potential for the girls soccer team as well. There's a couple younger players that I'm sure are looking forward to their next couple seasons in high school, and you know, another good year. But take a look at some of the winter sports. You were just mentioning, Jackson, you're in the wrestling team. Of course, your practice is already underway. You were talking to me last night. Your first meet, match, whatever, will be in November, midway through or November there. So, but you're already, of course, underway with practice, as well as basketball. They got practice going. They've been practicing for a little while. So winter season, pretty excited for a couple of those sports. Of course, we'll be calling the basketball games. But, yes, of course, you being on the team, how do you think the wrestling team's setting up this year?
Hey, not to get ahead of ourselves, because, you know, last year we didn't have any seniors.
Yeah.
Not a single senior, not even, you know, on JV. I mean, we didn't have a single senior. And you know, some coaching changes, you know, with my dad being in there and everything. So people, you know, he'd always say, like, people would ask, like, how you guys going to be this year? And he would say, I have no idea, but we're going to be mean and we're going to fight, you know. And you know, we did that. You know, we had never won three meets in a row, and not like dual meets, like super sixes, you know, so pretty, you know, six teams and one winner, so like a tournament type deal. But we did that, county champs. We wrestled pretty tough, you know, and that's what I like about this team, is like there's not a lot of, you know, super technical high level kids necessarily, but there are mean fighters, you know, and in the best way possible on the wrestling mat. You know, we're all real nice kids, but uh-huh. It's like, you know, there's just some dogs, like Coach Richmond was just saying. But you know, finally getting some seniors in there, and you know, want to make my own personal run, and you know, undefeated state champ. But
yep.
I think as long as we continue to work like we have been this off season and this summer, you know, there's been a lot of guys in our room all summer long, so I think we'll be pretty tough. I don't think the Arabian wrestling team is, you know, a team you're smiling about when you see them on your schedule.
Yeah, and of course, you look at that basketball squad I was just mentioning, not only wrestling hopping in here, starting up here shortly, but on top of that, basketball on its way. Last year for the boys' basketball side of things, 8-13, you went 0-7 in the conference. Not the brightest year. I don't think you want to look back on that too brightly, but you know, you got a lot of potential, right? Last year, similar to wrestling, not a single senior on the team. The only senior really a part of the team was Danner Harvey. He was one of the managers.
Yeah.
That was the only senior even associated with the basketball team. So similar to wrestling, you got a lot of seniors this year. And new coach, bringing in the legendary coach for Pendleton Heights, Joe Buck, he's returning. And you got a new transfer, Seth LaRavia, coming in from Westfield, another big guy. So you got, of course, Josiah Gustin, Seth LaRavia, two big guys, a couple shooters. So with the new coach, and Coach Buck, he obviously knows how to game plan. I think I have high hopes for this basketball season. I can't wait to see how this season shapes up, and I hope they can reach for the stars, right? Because I think this team, the ceiling is unlimited, right? I think if Coach Buck can shape it up right, and create the right game plan, this team can be very good. And last year, you know, I was just talking about, it's not the season you want to remember, but it wasn't the worst season, right? You got a sectional win. You beat Richmond in the first round. You lost to New Pal by 13 points. New Pal, a very good squad. Top five in the state last year for basketball. So, again, there's a lot of potential on that team, and I can't wait to see how that shapes up. But there's a lot of work to be done. I was just mentioning they're already underway in practice. They've been practicing for a while now. I always see them in the AC, Activity Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, because, of course, the gym, they had that closed for a little while. I think it just opened up recently. And a fresh new court, fresh new team, fresh new coach. I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Joe Buck.
Joe
Buck Court, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I heard about
him?
That. Yeah. Maybe. I'm not
That's
sure.
Awesome.
I'm not for sure.
Playing on your own court.
Yeah, that'd be pretty excited.
Coaching on your own court.
Yeah.
But, yes, I agree. Not the best year last year, but I just don't see them letting that happen again, especially,
exactly.
You know, Coach Buck, I don't see him letting, I just don't see him letting that happen. I think you got to look at like Colorado a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of stunk before, you know, the
complete reset
Coach Sanders, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't think Rome was built in a day, you know, I don't think we should expect them to, you know, go win a state title this year. Like, that's not the expectation. Like, the expectation is, you know, maybe win a couple of conference games, you know, and just improve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the expectation isn't for them to, you know, blow it out of the water and go from 0 to 100, but maybe 0 to 60, and then next year they go from 0 to 80, and then the year after that they go 80 to 100 or whatever. But.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think they'll be tougher for sure, but yeah.
A lot of work to be done
regardless. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
regardless.
And one last sport to look at the other side of the basketball, of course, the girls' basketball. Last year, they were 15-10, final regular season record, 6-1 in the conference, finished second in the Hoosier Heritage. Their sectional run, they beat Greenfield Central in the first round of sectionals, 57-20, a dominating win. Then they saw their rivals, the Mount Vernon Marauders, at Mount Vernon. Then they took a very tough loss, 29-25, low-scoring game on that final game of the year for the Lady Arabians, and they faced a lot of adversity last year. I remember last year it was that winter time, winter break, their court, I think a pipe froze or something, and the court was closed. The sectionals were supposed to be at Pendleton Heights, had to be moved to Mount Vernon. Again, don't want to make any excuses, but say that game is at Pendleton Heights. Considering it was only a 4-point game, I think we could be looking at a different outcome. And, of course, Coach Rogers, returning head coach for the Lady Arabians. He had a great, great career as a player here at Pendleton Heights and is having a great career as coach for his, I think, second year. I think last year was his first year. He had a great year last year. They're losing a handful of girls. Of course, Whitney Warfel, Berkeley Shelton, a couple of names to mention, a couple starters. But Casey Warfel's returning. A lot of potential, again, but there's work to be done. And I'm pretty excited to see what they can do. But with that being said, that'll do it for our show here this morning. Appreciate all you guys for tuning in. Thanks to our board up in the studio, making sure our broadcast here this morning runs smoothly. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we wouldn't be able to come out here, call these games, call these shows. And finally, thanks to all who tuned in this morning. Have a nice Saturday. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.